You are listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. During the summer vacation season, family dogs often have a kennel stay. Commentator Gary Borders reflects on his homebody dogs, Sam and Rosie, and how they came out of their week of boarding.
We had to board our two dogs recently while on a week's vacation. It's the first time we've done this. Previously, we only owned Rosie the Wonder Dog and always managed to find someone to host her or dog sit at our house. Sam the Man, a poodle mix with doleful eyes and the sweetest disposition, joined the crew late last summer after being rescued by my wife. Rosie now has a big brother, a somewhat slow-witted but kind-hearted big brother for sure, but she likes having him around most of the time. When he dawdles coming inside from the backyard, she runs out and jumps on his head, then swats him in the face as if to say, "Hurry, dummy, don't you know a treat awaits?" We worried about how they would react to a week in doggy jail. I insisted they be placed in the same kennel to lessen the trauma. At least they could commiserate together on what egregious act had resulted in this harsh punishment. No doubt, Rosie would blame Sam. "I told you to quit digging holes in the backyard," she likely would say in dog talk. "That food guy kept yelling at you. Now look where we are." Rosie is a rescue dog as well. Her salvation came early, at about 8 weeks, from the good folks who set up each Saturday in front of Petco. She was a tawny ball of fur. She's nearly 3 now and chubby enough to require diet dog food. She resembles a miniature Chewbacca from Star Wars. She doesn't bark, shed, or misbehave. Sam is our special needs dog. He's been put on the trading block a couple of times with no takers after I became exasperated with his antics. I'm glad there were no offers because he has become a fine companion who lives for the morning walk. No matter the weather, Sam is good for a 6-mile hike without missing a stride. While in doggy jail, I could imagine Sam's reaction being one of sadness. When my wife found him, he was lying in the middle of the street up the hill from our house. He wasn't physically injured, just worn out, filthy. His curly fur matted so badly he had to be shaved. He had simply given up. For weeks he would flinch from us when we made a sudden move. The first time I took him for a walk, he cowered from every passerby. Clearly, he had been mistreated. So I can imagine Sam sitting with Rosie in the kennel thinking, "Oh man, here we go again," just when things were going so well. We didn't know how Sam and Rosie would react after a week in the kennel, which is well run, clean, and safe, but it just isn't home for our dogs. Both dogs, of course, went bonkers when they saw me. I was nervous that they would behave badly at home for a time, exacting revenge for a week in solitary. I was totally wrong. It's as if they were saying, in dog talk, "Food guy, we don't know what we did, but we won't do it again." Sam comes flying inside when called from the backyard, running so fast that he skitters across the hardwood floor. They slept curled tightly together for the first few days, as if afraid to let each other out of their sight, a black and tan yin and yang of fur. They didn't even seem to mind getting baths under the water hose. Another boarding stint is coming up. I hope it has the same benign result. Sam might even fetch the paper for me after the next go-round. Nah, he's not that smart, but he sure is lovable.
Sam and Rosie are Gary Borders' faithful writing companions at the computer. They hold no prejudice toward good and bad writing days, as long as they get their treats on time. You can find more of Gary's work at GaryBorders.com or send him an email at Borders@RedRiverRadio.org. Morning Edition continues here on Red River Radio.